Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
All right, I said something. I did your part. Now you're supposed to do mine. Or, hey, I'm really tired. I just got back from Coachella.
Hey, stay home.
You went to Coachella? No.
No, it's Coachella. I like to mispronounce it like Tijuana.
Ah.
No, I didn't.
All right, I'm here. Coachella.
I couldn't stop seeing stories on it all freaking weekend. Every website I drew up that was California-based. Here's the latest from Coachella. Here's the latest. I'm like, okay, fine. The concert.
Coachella happened this weekend?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Part one. You can still go next weekend. Part two. Yay canceled, so I didn't go.
Yay?
That's Kanye's name. Aren't you being respectful or not?
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. It's Yee. Kanye?
Yee?
Yee? Yay? No, it's Kanye. Just yay.
Yay or yee?
I have a headache. Already, I have a headache. All right, you all plugged in? You okay?
I'm plugged in, yes.
Is this the discombobulation over the new kind of setup or no?
No, this is me. This is me just losing track of things.
Yes.
Like time.
Well, yeah. We did actually come on earlier, maybe a minute or two, than we sometimes do. So.
No, I left my stuff behind in the office, so I had to walk and get it.
All right.
No big emergency.
Everybody have a happy Easter? No? Nothing? All right. Deborah Mark,
that's
you get
fine.
Anything?
No.
Passover, Easter,
what's your Easter? I didn't celebrate anything. I actually was in Vegas for one night. And then I drove home yesterday.
Not a place I see you.
Well, it's because
Easter in Las Vegas must be a party.
No, it wasn't because of a holiday. My stepson goes to law school there, so I wanted to say hello and see his apartment, and it was a quick trip. It was dinner.
Little known fact, John, they hide eggs in the casinos. They actually do.
What's in the eggs?
Money.
Big money or?
I'm making this up.
I don't know.
But you
never
keep
heard
asking
that
me questions because I enjoy going on.
Go ahead, create a whole thing.
There's a new idea. Although that would be a frenzy, wouldn't it? Imagine the drunk people running around trying to find the eggs with cash inside.
I think it's a great promotion.
Each other, fighting over the eggs.
Put $1,000
breaking stuff.
Put $1,000 bills in there. That's a terrific
promotion. Oh, I would go if it was $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking $20, but.
No.
All right. So I guess the big story this afternoon is that a judge in Florida says you don't have to wear the face diaper on the plane. Face diaper is a good one.
That is probably the best alternate description.
Yeah, you know, at first I stared at the words, and then I thought, well, you know, you have a diaper on your rear end to catch your anal exhaust. Then you have a diaper on your face to catch your viral exhaust.
Yeah, that's right. So your nasal and oral.
Spew.
I can't believe
it is viral load.
It is April.
There's a load in your pants and a load in your face.
April of 2022, and there's still like all kinds of mask stories today.
Yeah, because the CDC extended this through May 3rd. I guess the people with this lawsuit might have waited, but once they extended it, it's like enough.
It's a Florida federal judge, and why did this judge, after all this time, finally decide that the CDC was out of bounds?
Because the suit came before her. That's kind of how it works.
I know, but
just say, I'm a judge. There's something I don't like in society. I will gavel it illegal.
Well, in my country, that's how it would be.
That's how it would work. Judges would just take on any issue they want.
I would think there were already lawsuits against the mask mandates.
I don't know how. Well, it was two women.
Yeah,
Anna Carolina Daza and Sarah Pope, along with the Health Freedom Defense Fund. This is the lawsuit that was heard by this judge. This nonprofit is out of Wyoming.
And specifically,
it has already challenged COVID vaccine and mask mandates in other parts of the country.
A federal lawsuit before a federal judge about whatever jurisdiction the CDC has over, you know, things like airplanes and trains and subways.
Public modes of transportation.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
The judge says it's unlawful, and they did not. They violated the procedures required for agency rulemaking. Oh, there's that again. We've run into that so many times over the years.
Because
there wasn't enough public comment period.
Because that takes too long. And the presidents now, three in a row, have been doing it. It was Obama, Trump, and now Biden. They issue executive orders and say, the hell with it. If a judge doesn't like this 3 years later, then we'll deal with it.
Right.
That's what they're doing. I mean,
and
so
this is
somebody
CDC.
Should. Yeah. But I mean, it's, you know, it's the Biden administration. And this comes from the presidents.
It says here that the CDC overstepped its legal authority by imposing the mandate in February of 2021. I thought it was around since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. Did it get revised or something, maybe?
Yeah, it must have been. I mean, yeah. It might be a very narrow lawsuit, depending on a specific order that was sent out.
I like one of the women. This is Anna Carolina Daza. She said that she gets anxiety from wearing a mask. And it should qualify as a medical exemption to the rule. The constricted breathing from wearing a mask exacerbated her panic attacks.
Oh, I could see that, yeah. You feel like you're getting suffocated.
It
affects
my
mental
stability. What has she been
doing
for the last 2 years, though, I wonder?
I sit there,
panic attacks?
I sit there seething when I have to wear one of those.
Do you really? The person next to you hear you like seethe?
I do. I make seething sounds.
Like a bull snorting?
Yeah. Yeah, a bull snorting. That's a good
you're ready
comparison.
To charge.
It's like, who the hell are you telling me to wear the face diaper? God, it's just this dictate. And in Philadelphia, they brought back indoor masks again.
They did. They had a surge of
Of what?
Cases?
Cases of
coronavirus.
This stupid
I don't know which variant.
This
yeah.
weak, unmanly variant that gets...
It's a sub-variant.
Yeah, it's a sub-variant.
It?
It's not even a real variant.
No, it doesn't have a real Greek name.
It's a loser sub-variant that most people hardly know they have.
Right.
In fact, I think most people who get it don't know they have it.
But here's the problem. Judge Mizell once clerked for Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court.
Good.
Appointed by Trump in 2020.
Yeah. It still counts.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not necessarily coming from the center or anything approaching.
I want something that makes sense wherever it comes from.
Yeah.
And
well,
he's just as much a judge as anybody else.
Right now, the Biden administration is telling, I don't know what's going to happen on the planes. They might appeal this, but they haven't announced whether or not they would appeal this yet.
Well,
so if you walked on a plane right now and pulled off the mask, could you say a judge in Florida says I can?
Well,
judge.
That's what I'm saying.
Print her ruling.
The specifics of it. It says the CDC can't issue a mask mandate, but maybe Delta can. you know, the way a restaurant could require a mask if they wanted,
true,
regardless
right.
of
that's right. I did go into a place the other day that still wanted you to mask up.
Ooh, where?
It was a restaurant, so.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. Just
tell me later. I don't ever want to go there.
I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to. I like the place.
Some weird vegan place, probably.
Oh, I doubt it.
It wasn't a steakhouse.
I don't go to vegan places. It was not a steakhouse.
Yeah.
No, it was an Asian restaurant, so I guess they're a little more cautious.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Jen Psaki said. The CDC continues to recommend people wear masks on public transportation. Well, that's not a mandate.
No, I don't, they did have a mandate. Now it's scaled back to a recommendation unless they try
to. So they are going to comply with this judge then?
Well, they have to until they get an appeal in order.
A ruling, right.
And maybe they won't because what's the point?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what's going on at the airports this afternoon then. If some people just say they're only recommending that I wear a mask.
One of the irritating...
But I guess the airline could still say you need to wear a mask, just like businesses do. I guess you're right.
One of the things that's been irritating is there has been so much confusion between a federal jurisdiction, state, county, city, a private business. You know, at times, different jurisdictions have had different rules. Like Garcetti wouldn't follow along with state recommendations. Or the state wouldn't follow along with federal recommendations. And so it depended on the smallest level of government, at the bottom of the chain, like the city or even the local business.
Oh. The U.S. reported a 7-day average of nearly 35,000 new infections as of Friday, which is not much. I remember when L.A. County was reporting more than 10,000 a day. Back during the peak times.
It's insignificant. And there's probably many, many more than that, but people aren't even bothering to test anymore. I read that some states aren't even submitting test results to the CDC anymore either.
Yeah, there's no point.
Because it's a waste of time. You got to get on with other things that you're supposed to do. You can't just,
when we come back, test
for the virus, make that a career.
Let's call this what we're going to do next instructive. Let's say that this is an example of how bad things could be. I don't know how many of our listeners are aware what's going on in China. As this is what happens when you have authoritarian government rule, like the communists do, who have decided that they were going to stamp out COVID variants completely. And the madness that has ensued in that country, which, by the way, I saw a story yesterday, is going to affect the economy because a lot of stuff moves through the ports in China. Obviously, a lot of stuff is manufactured there. It's a big trade partner for the world. And eventually, all the things that the nutty Chinese government is trying to do, they've kind of given up on COVID zero, but we'll explain what they're doing now. And it's really disgusting. There's a new story in the New York Times complete with a picture that we'll talk about next. What they were doing, last time we talked about the story, to give you an idea, they were making everybody lock down in their own apartments. They've changed that strategy.
Until people start jumping from their balconies.
Yeah, people are screaming. And then the stupid word the media uses, they've pivoted. They took a pivot. All right, we'll get into it next and just how bad it is and how excessive it is. And as bad as California was in this country, we could have gone down this road. Thank God we didn't. Coming up next.
We had a whiff of that here. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so, big story coming up next hour. It has finally reached the point where a murdering gang member loves the L.A. County D.A. so much, he's going to tattoo Gascon's name on his body.
Do you believe this?
This was dug up by Fox News and Tucker Carlson's research team, and we have the audio to play for you after the news at 3 o'clock. That's where we got into.
This guy...
He's so excited because no gang enhancements, no gun enhancements. He's like, wow!
He's getting out way, way early, and he owes it all to Gascon's policies. And it's like, that's it. Gascon's my... Gascon's like his new lover.
Yeah.
He's tattooing his new lover's name on his body.
Oh, that's an interesting way to put it.
Does that give you an idea how far it's gone?
Will there be hearts in the tattoo? Do we know?
There might be.
Maybe a little picture of two of them inside the heart?
Maybe
like having a locket or
yeah, maybe the. it's I mean that you know, that should settle the case on Gascon. If a prisoner is tattooing Gascon's name on his body, as a way of honoring.
His way of honoring, yes.
Honoring
the man that got his sentence significantly reduced for murder.
Then you realize there doesn't need to be any arguments. In fact, that would be the only commercial that you should have to run on TV.
All right, believe it or not, there have been some nuttier places in the world when it comes to COVID other than California and other parts of the United States. We've talked before about Australia and New Zealand facing a big blowback for all their lockdowns. What's going on in China is really wild. Shanghai has 25 million people. Just think about that. That dwarfs all of our large cities. And they've had a COVID-19 lockdown. Now, they just kind of switched their strategy. I want to explain what they're doing. But they were confining people to their homes. Their movements monitored by pandemic police in white hazmat suits. Almost 300,000 people who've tested positive or had contact with someone positive have been forcibly moved to Spartan quarantine centers. Videos show people fighting over food, screaming for help from their apartment windows. We played some audio a week or two ago. Save us, we don't have enough to eat. Police took children who tested positive and sequestered them away from their parents in state-run hospitals. They did eventually reverse that policy. But the response from China, and of course this is where it all began in Wuhan back in 2019, but of course they denied for the longest period of time that anything was really going on.
Well,
and then they did some lockdowns. But this latest round of like Omicron or some other subvariant infections, most people are suffering really almost no symptoms. And it says here, supposedly 88% of people in China are fully vaccinated, but we've had some doubts about that.
Well, the vaccine supposedly doesn't work really well. And all I see are some lazy journalists quoting China statistics, but no intelligent person believes any statistics coming out of China regarding
this. Well, today they said that three elderly people between the ages of 89 and 91 died from COVID on Sunday. This is the first time that they've announced any fatalities from this latest outbreak.
That's the government of China,
which people are skeptical about. All three were unvaccinated and had underlying health conditions, it says.
It says. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, when you're 89 to 91, I think there's a lot of...
I just flat out don't believe any of that. Whatever the ages are, whatever the description is, I don't think anything China produces on this issue or any other issue is anything close to the truth. Same thing with Russia.
Right.
So...
Everything is put out by the government, and the message has... Look at how much we get lied to in this country.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And now we got a lot of media that goes along with the lies for politicians because they favor their ideology.
And in China and Russia, the media is owned by the governments, run by the governments. These people are employees of the government. So you saw what happened to that Russian woman who put up the protest sign on live TV over the Ukraine war. She ended up in jail for a couple of weeks.
But she's out of the country now. She's done some interviews.
Right.
I don't think they wanted to kill her because she was too public.
Right. But they did. Their first reaction was to put her in jail.
Yes. And apparently that's how they squashed a lot of the dissent in Russia, by pretty much saying you can't go against the country's official line on the...
I think it's really bad, obviously, because you could see it with your own eyes on these videos. When you have people screaming for food, fighting over food, screaming from their balconies, then that's real. That I believe. Their numbers, who the hell knows?
But it doesn't matter. The point is, trying to get COVID zero, they're out of their minds. Apparently the Chinese president's like, we must be persistent on this. I mean, this should have started a revolution. Some people did rebel, but obviously they'll be squashed. And now they have these disgusting detention centers. That's how they changed the policy. Government quarantine and isolation facilities. I looked at a picture of the New York Times. You know what's funny about it? Everybody, you're in a cubicle. So you have a little privacy. There's no roof, but you have like this tiny cubicle with a bed inside. But people are saying that there's often no running water. The bathrooms are all clogged. This reminds me of, remember after Hurricane Katrina when the Superdome, people evacuated there and that became a stinking disgusting mess. The Times talked to a woman who said there was no tap for running water, no showers. Each day, she and others would crowd around several fresh water machines, filling up a pink plastic wash basins they'd been given.
Well, the
portable toilets filled so much with human waste, this woman stopped drinking water because she didn't want to use them.
The authoritarian mindset puts no value in life, puts no value in comfort. They don't care. They're all psychotic. They don't care if you're suffering. They don't care if you die. What they care about, because they don't really care if people die of COVID, but they look at COVID as indicting their system, that the government should be able to prevent this from happening. See, they don't want the reputation, but to care about the people's actual lives, no, they don't. But they want to show that their system of government can even stop a deadly virus outbreak.
Right. Well, and there's this idea of we're going to make the best decisions for the collective good, and mm-hmm. we don't care what happens to some people who get caught in the bureaucratic mess that we've created, which results in this isolation and starvation and having to live in these isolation centers. Again, I point out, most of the cases are asymptomatic. Hardly anybody's sick. Yeah. What are they doing?
They're crazy. I mean, look at the crap that goes on here. And we should know better.
You would think people would overthrow a government that this is crazy.
Authoritarian people want to control everything. Everything.
Yes, they do believe that government knows best and government can plan out every crisis correctly. That is true. That's the problem with it. And that's why I said in this country we had people of that mindset who seemed to be, I mean, this is even worse than Dr. Fauci, but what you have here is a bunch of crazed epidemiologists running the country who've decided, I know, we're going to get this squeezed out of the population. There won't be a single COVID case.
Yeah, and they all have emotional disorders about germs and viruses. They're all like little kids who are spooked by, the boogeyman. Yeah. And so because every time I read about, like Philadelphia, right, with the mask mandate returning, it said that public health officials applauded the move. Well, of course they did. because in their warped, weird world, you should do everything to stop anyone from ever getting sick for any reason.
It's a great headline in the New York Times story. This woman they interviewed in Shanghai spent 13 days in one of these isolation facilities, and her quote is, too smelly to sleep. Think about that.
Yeah. But it's human waste.
I mean, you're exhausted. Yeah, it is. And odor, body odor, too.
Yeah, human waste is like, this problem has been pervasive. You were talking about the Katrina. You remember the Occupy encampments, right? And then the homeless people all over the place. That's all about fecal waste. About this situation. It's governments have never learned how to handle human waste. Like if you don't have a place to go in your house, human waste could end up everywhere. That's the first thing that gets out of control because nobody wants to clean it up. She ended up in communal living like that.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Hey, we still have that $100 gas card to give away during the 5 o'clock hour. KFI is still doing this. You could win a $100 gas card. Many KFI listeners have already gotten one, and that helps. The prices at the pump are still dropping, like, really slowly. Anyway, you can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m. on KFI, Gary and Shannon at 11, and we'll do it at 5. And, of course, last chance of the day is in the 7 p.m. hour. With Tim Conway Jr. Today in Washington, D.C., they do something that I've never really understood, the Easter egg roll. I guess kids take what look like large shovels or scoops, and they roll an egg along the lawn, and I guess whoever gets to the finish line first wins. This is not something I'm familiar with as a child or as a person, but I know it's been going on. I guess it's a White House tradition for a long, long time.
Is it a race?
Yeah, it appears to be a race, yes.
So it's not a hunt.
A hunt?
An Easter egg hunt.
No.
Where you hide the eggs and
there's a picture here in the New York Post story, and they're holding what look like large spoons, and they're bending over and pushing the egg with the spoon edge and rolling the egg. You get an Easter egg roll? No?
Yeah, I just never paid attention to it. I didn't know what they did.
I didn't know.
I thought it was a hunt.
No.
But I guess it's a roll.
Right, and they do this on the lawn of the White House. Well, what happened today, which is worth commenting on? Well, actually, two things happened worth commenting on. But first of all, old Joe was there, as presidents do. They kind of preside over this and walk around, and he's wearing like a heavy jacket, and he wandered over to part of the crowd standing behind a fence watching this, and he quickly got some questions from an Afghan reporter by the name of Nariza Karimi. And he started to ask Biden questions about Afghanistan and Pakistan. And apparently, Biden began to answer the questions. And then a large costumed bunny came over, waved their arms at Joe, waved their arms in the air, and then escorted Joe away, pointing, you know, you got to go over there. Obviously, somebody in the White House press corps found out that Joe was freelancing again with a reporter and said, we can't have any of this. Go over there and run interference and get him out of there. The costume bunny is, well, it's not non-binary. Wearing a big purple skirt, it appears. With like a heart.
It's not non-binary.
So I thought this would be a woke Easter egg roll where people wear non-conforming outfits.
Non-conforming outfits.
Yes.
Where you got all the jargon down.
I do believe it's important to. So this is kind of how it went. It sounds like typical Biden.
Do you think the bunny had a little earpiece? And
yes.
And somebody.
Oh yes, and someone said, "Get over there! Look at him!
Yeah,
he
right.
wandered away, and he's talking to people. Get him out of there now!"
And he's got.
Oh yeah, this was a huge code red and blue, whatever they say in hospitals.
He's got the Alzheimer's look on his face, doesn't he?
He does. There was an attendee. You should watch the video. It's actually pretty funny. There was an attendee named Thomas Dillon who took the footage of the interaction. It was away from most of the crowd, so most people missed it. It was only about 11 or 12 seconds. He wrote on Twitter, Joe Biden quickly interrupted by the Easter Bunny after he starts to comment on Afghanistan and Pakistan at the White House. Dillon, by the way, is a public relations consultant and former advisor to the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. So, you know, he just got right on this when he saw old Joe talking to a reporter. And Biden was muttering things like, Pakistan should not and Afghanistan should be, people should be free. It almost makes no sense. Pakistan should not and Afghanistan should be.
Hey, there's a worthy quote. That's.
And then suddenly Joe saw the costume character standing in front of him. He has a bit of a shock face, takes a step back, and the bunny waved the paws and ushered Biden away.
That was Kamala Harris?
Is that who it was? No, it says here there's a picture from earlier in the day from the White House press office of somebody wearing the exact same bunny outfit. So it's a press person.
Well, it could be Kamala Harris. She's got nothing to do.
That is true.
They don't let her do anything.
Do you see they're sending her to like really obscure places now to preside over ceremonial events? But guess who did show up too at the Easter egg roll today? Hunter Biden, his wife, and their 2-year-old son. Boy, he should have gotten a slew of questions from any reporter looking on.
Yeah. He should have
gotten stormed by reporters. It's the first sighting of Hunter Biden since March 30th. That was the day the Washington Post admitted that the emails from Biden's laptop were probably authentic. First time they did that in 2 years.
The next sighting will be at his indictment.
That's what we hope, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way. It looks like that's very likely to be coming.
Yeah, I haven't seen any updates on
unless,
it.
Unless
still
they don't
with the
have,
grand jury.
Unless they don't have the guts to do it. And there's some backroom dirty deal.
Meanwhile, the news out of Ukraine this afternoon is that Russia has begun its offensive in the eastern Donbass region. Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, said it looks like it's underway, the big operation. Russia now is concentrating its efforts in the south and the east of Ukraine. There's a big struggle going on for Mariupol, which is the southeastern port city. This is the last Ukrainian resistance. They are refusing to surrender, despite Russia giving them an ultimatum to give up or just be stomped. They are hanging on there, and the last I heard, they still... Well, I don't know who controls the city, but there are still Ukrainian military there trying to hang on. So this is clearly, and everybody knew this was coming, what's left of the Russian strategy in Ukraine. Just take what we can get. They tried to get the capital of Kyiv,
Zelensky,
that didn't work. So.
Zelensky is warning of nukes. He told everybody in Ukraine to get iodine pills.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He's expecting some kind of nuclear weapon to go off.
What they call tactical nuclear weapons? Or,
right. Or what they...
It's not like Putin would drop a whole huge nuke on the whole country, but...
That wasn't his expectation. He called it, they're thinking maybe a low-yield nuclear weapon.
I like the terminology.
Yeah.
Low-yield.
You know, and the Pope said that, too. Pope was worried about nukes in his Easter address.
Well, he should be.
And then, I don't know if you saw The Sun, the British tabloid, but they had a photo from the ground looking at an aerial formation of Russian jets, and they had a big red circle around one, and they claimed that that one carries nuclear bombs.
They also said that that warship that got sunk had probably had some nuclear weapons on it.
Two really long, really big, really long missiles. And it might be sunk at the bottom of the Black Sea now.
So they're probably just waiting for the go-ahead.
I don't know if it when it's underwater if they could detonate them.
No, I just mean they haven't used them yet, but they're there. They're waiting for the go sign from Moscow to begin. Because you can't if you're going to decide to use any type of nuclear weapons, they should be in place already. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's close enough to.
Right.
I mean, you can launch them from anywhere, but
right. Well, they were on the ship, and I don't know if they can be used. You know, because they're below water now.
Right.
But there's other stuff probably flying in the air, if that photo is accurate or the guess as to what's in that plane is accurate. They worry about what is it May 9th? May 9th is Victory Day in Russia. That's when Putin brags about the military.
I was there, I thought May 1st, May Day was when they used to have those parades.
May 9th is now a special day.
All right, so that's the day he wants this done with.
Well, yeah, that's why they're worried between now and May 9th whether nuclear weaponry is going to go off.
And we've got the Easter Bunny leading our president around here.
Right, yeah. Now, if we have a nuclear war, that Easter Bunny photo is going to look very significant in history.
That one and the Phantom handshake from
right.
last week. That was fantastic. Turns and trying to shake hands with no one. Nice to meet you.
I couldn't stop watching that. That day. I just kept watching on the loop over and over again.
That started slowly, then took off. It was like everywhere in the world on websites.
That's all you need to know. There's certain,
That's Joe in a nutshell.
Yeah, 5 seconds there. There's no further debate. And everybody knows it, and everybody in Washington is pretending.
More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Sometimes it's too incredible to believe, but it is. Next hour, we'll talk about the convicted murderer who was vowing to get L.A. District Attorney George Gascon's name tattooed on his face. It's an audio that's been obtained by Fox News.
On his face!
On his face. Yep. We're going to play you the audio of this man, tell you the whole story. He shot and killed a delivery person for a marijuana delivery service during an armed robbery in 2018. He's a member of the OTF gang. And we'll get into it and play that audio coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. This is one great story from Arizona that popped up over the weekend. There was a PTA fundraiser for a school called Hopi Elementary School. It was DJed by a man by the name of Kim Coco Hunter. It's part of the Scottsdale, Arizona School District. And apparently the theme was fever, like night fever, like disco, kind of 70s throwback. So people came with the wigs and the shirts and the outfits, and it raised $300,000 for the school. But there were two people there that were not happy, Jill Lassen and Stuart Roden. And you know what they do? They're described as advocates for diversity at the Scottsdale Unified School District. I don't know what that means. Is that an official paid position?
Yeah.
Or is it a volunteer thing?
No. A lot of school districts have these people.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, it's the DEI department. Yeah, my kids tell me at their colleges they have these people.
DEI?
It's diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Wow.
And they now have offices and they've got all kinds of administrators and desks and phones, and they sit there all day counting.
Well, Lassen and Roden both complained about the DJ at the event. It appeared to them he was wearing blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, neither one of them claimed he was a white man not exactly in their complaint, but they complained that whoever this was wearing blackface.
Well, who else would wear blackface?
The DJ is a black man. And by the way, there's no confirmation he put on any extra black makeup. Apparently, Roden, who is a black man, continued to say that afterwards when he got all the blowback.
They thought he was white, and they thought he was putting on blackface makeup and an Afro wig. That's what they thought.
Right.
And the Roden, who's black, wouldn't accept that he was wrong. Because these people are fanatics. They're crazy.
That's when he claimed he never said that he thought it was a white man. He just thought someone was wearing blackface.
Okay.
And he thinks that the black man darkened his face even more.
now he says that.
He
must have. Right. Does he have a law degree?
I'm looking at a picture of the DJ from the event, and a picture of the DJ not at the event, and he doesn't look much different. I think you're right. That was just an attempt by Roden to take off some of the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah. When they get caught, I've noticed this. They come up with all these convoluted excuses.
Right.
And what he did is he jumped to conclusions. They're so fanatical. They're so on edge. They're constantly looking for violations. They're looking to create some kind of controversy on social media. They want to get people fired. They're poisonous. These woke administrators are absolutely poisonous in a culture.
This is what Roden actually wrote. Roden, the diversity guy. Let me be clear. A black man, apparently in blackface, is an entirely different discussion than a white person. However, I did not state that the person was white. It was assumed that was my intent, and perhaps it was.
But perhaps it was.
I like those words. But nevertheless, looking on his Facebook page, it seems at the very least, he was in darker makeup, if not blackface. Or am I completely mistaken? It was the lighting.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
See, when you give people like this that kind of job, that's all they want to do is walk around and look for things to report on, these diversity officers.
No, they're
they went to that
people.
Fundraiser and said, what can I find here that justifies what I'm doing? Too dark.
In the history of the world, has any non-white person ever been accused of wearing blackface? 100% of the time, the people accused are white. 100%.
I think so. Can't recall any. Right.
So he's trying to say, well, it was assumed that it was my intent. And then he goes, I apologize to dude for the implication. To dude? That is a name.
Yes, he kept saying dude.
Yeah. The implication was an implication. You thought he was white and you thought he was wearing blackface and you wanted to destroy his life. And then you had your pants pulled down. And now you're embarrassed and you're coming up with a bunch of lawyer-like nonsense, gibberish.
Oh, so now I see. The Roden is actually an Arizona State University instructor, but he also acts as their diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. And she's a librarian, Jill Lassen.
Yeah, right. I know.
So they do have regular jobs, and they do this, I guess, on the side.
But most colleges and even high schools now have these diversity, equity, inclusion people. And from what I understand, they're all headaches. They're just constantly looking for trouble.
Constantly trying to stir up
resentment and anger and dividing people and try to force people to look at things that aren't there, make everybody super race conscious and make everybody like super self-conscious about everything that they say, everything they do. It's just terrible.
All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you the story of a murdering gang member who loves George Gascon so much, he's going to tattoo his name on his face. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.